Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank you for the eternal hope that you have given to us through the death and resurrection of our Savior. Father, help us to live in that joy and that hope each day of our lives. Bless us now in the preaching of your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know what Sunday it is? I know, last week when we started off, I asked you a question, and then I made fun of you, and I promise I won't be snarky and do that again. It's a serious question. Do you know what Sunday it is? It's the sixth Sunday of Trinity, but it's also Easter. We don't often think about that outside of we get done with Lent, and we move into Easter, and it's Easter Sunday, and then we move on. But every single Sunday that we gather is this Sunday. Christ is risen. That hope goes with us every Sunday. That hope comes to us every Sunday as we gather here and we receive our Lord's gifts in our ears and on our tongues. That hope is what sustains us every day of our life. The hope of Easter morning. Jesus Christ, the eternal second person of the Holy Trinity, took on flesh and blood and was born of his virgin mother. Jesus Christ defied the laws of gravity as he walked on the water to the disciples. Jesus defied nature as he spoke to the wind and the waves and he said, "Be still." He touched the brokenness of disease, and he brought sight to blind eyes. He gave voice to the mute. He gave hearing to the deaf. He gave mobility to those who were lame. And with a word from his mouth, Jesus spoke the dead back to life again. That's hope. And that hope is ours in the same Jesus who did these miracles, who now comes to us through his word and sacraments. And in the greatest act of love for all of creation, our Savior did what no one else could do. He laid down his life for you, died on the cross to take everything that should condemn you and take that away from you and give you his holiness, give you his righteousness, so that now when God looks at you, he does not see the sin that should separate you. He sees Jesus. He sees holiness. He sees his child who he redeemed, and who he promised that he would take with him to be in paradise. That is the hope that we have every Easter, but every single time that we gather together. Out of complete obedience to his Father and to our Father, Jesus gave his perfect agape love to you. He laid down his life on the cross. He said there on the cross, "It is finished. The sacrifice is complete." The perfect, sinless Lamb of God laid down in your place, laid down into your death, and died your death. Rose again on the third day so that you would have hope every day of your life. Your Savior has risen, and that same promise waits for you. It is not determined by your life. It is not determined by how well you did. It is not determined by your righteousness. It's determined by your Savior who died for you, completely made you holy, and gave you the promise that you will rise as certainly as he has risen. When Jesus was laid in the grave, all of the Old Testament promises of a Messiah, of a Savior, were completed. Everything and the work of Jesus, all of the work that God had promised for you to bring you hope, was completed in Jesus. Eternal hope was given to all. Christ is risen. Your damnation because of your sins of thought, word, and deed was finished. paid for by Christ. The slate is wiped clean, disinfected, dissolved. There is therefore now no condemnation. Say that with me. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We could say it another way. There is no death for those who have died with Jesus. In the second reading for today, St. Paul says this in the epistle. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, here's the gospel, we too may walk in newness of life. The resurrection of Jesus on Easter morning is not just a historic event that's out there for the world to debate. The resurrection on Jesus morning is for you. That as Christ rose from the dead, so also who are connected to Christ will rise as certainly as Jesus rose. How many times a year do we celebrate Easter Sunday? Well, the easy answer is one. After 40 days of Lent, after Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil, we gather on Sunday morning, and the sun comes up, and we are gathered here, and we hear that first Easter gospel reading, that our Savior has broken death's bands and walked out of the tomb and gives that promise to us, Christ is risen. And the church celebrates, all except for in 2020. We weren't here on Easter Sunday, but we didn't miss Easter. We missed gathering together. We miss singing the great hymns and the choirs and everyone bringing all of their best before our Savior. But we didn't miss Easter because Easter is not an event. Easter is Jesus, and Jesus is living. There's no way to miss Easter in our world. These great gifts that our Savior has given to us are for everyone, for all people, so that we might live in this Easter hope. Now, it's really a simple question that I was asking. How many times a year do we celebrate Easter? Well, Easter Sunday, but we celebrate it every Sunday. Every single time we gather in the divine service is a mini Easter celebration. We gather here and we are brought in and we start the service in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we are dumped right back into our baptism, right back to where Christ, by water and his word, made us his own dear children and made promises to you. He gave you faith to believe. He connected you to the death and resurrection of Jesus. Your sins are atoned for and these promises are yours. All of that happens in the first 2 minutes of the worship service. And then we gather and we confess that we are not worthy of the gifts that we have been given, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. And our Savior, through his cross, speaks to us every Sunday and says, you're forgiven, dear child. All of your sins paid for on the cross by Jesus' death for you. We hear God's word preached through all of the scriptures, which point us to Jesus, our hope and our promise. And then we gather here, and the very gifts of Jesus' body and blood are given to you. In with and under the bread and wine is the real, true, living Jesus for you. And we couldn't celebrate this if Jesus was still dead. Every single Sunday is an Easter Sunday as we hear of this hope for us. When the pastor has said the words of institution, he takes the chalice and he takes the body of Christ and he elevates them. He holds them up before you and he says, the peace of the Lord be with you always. And this is the same as Easter Sunday when Jesus rose out of the grave. Your Savior lives for you, forgiveness here for you, peace and hope for you from Jesus. Every Sunday is Easter Sunday. And when is that the most important for us? Every Sunday, every day. But it's certainly most important for us to hear at a funeral. This last week, I went to the funeral of a young mom who was at one time a part of our youth group in confirmation. And I'd lost track of her, and it turns out that she'd committed suicide. And when I went to the funeral, I was there, and this is what the funeral consisted of. 15 minutes of contemporary praise music, a 10-minute altar call from the pastor where he told you to close your eyes and give your life to Christ, 30 minutes of passing the microphone around and everyone was telling stories that they remember about the young mother, no mention of Easter, no mention of forgiveness of sins, no mention of her faith, no mention of the fact that she was baptized and confessed Jesus as Savior, no mention of the hope of Easter morning for her and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which would be for her. And at the end of this hour-long funeral service, there was no hope. There were memories. Everyone celebrated their memory and their past with this young mother. But the memories are in the past. The memories aren't there. The memories are done and over with and never can be relived again. There was no hope because whatever's happened in the past stays in the past. When we gather together for a funeral, when one of our dear saints goes to be with Jesus, the very first thing we start off with is this, a reminder of our baptism and these words from the epistle reading for today. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life. For if we've been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Right there at the beginning of the funeral service, when we are grieving and feel we have no hope, is hope from God's word that this person, baptized into Christ, has died like Christ, and as certainly as Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, so our loved one there now rests with Jesus. And that's hope. That is Easter hope on the worst day of your life. That, my friends, is the hope that we have as a gift from Christ. Baptized into Jesus means baptized into his death on the cross. His death was your death. His glorious resurrection on the third day will be your glorious resurrection on the day of your death. Death cannot and did not hold Jesus. And dear child of God, death can no longer hold you, because Christ has died your death. How many times do we celebrate Easter every year? Maybe the better question is, how many times do we celebrate Easter every day? Every time we have hope. Every time we look at the miserable world we live in and the brokenness and we have hope that Jesus has risen and he will come one day to take us, that's Easter. Because Easter is Jesus. And Easter is hope. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.